Well, hey everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome. Are you guys ready to ignite your inner light and step into your full potential? That's not it. Stop. That's hysterical. Ever since I stopped doing live, I always. All right, we'll start again. Welcome everyone, wherever you are. So excited to be here. Glad that you're joining us tonight. Welcome to our new show, Shine Your Brilliance. So, guys, are you ready to ignite your inner light and step into your full potential? I'm Joan of Angels, and I'm here to help guide you on a journey of self-discovery, empowerment, and transformation. In this show, we're going to explore how to turn up your light and live your best life now. So join me as we delve into topics like unlocking your creativity, empowerment, and unlimited possibilities. So today's episode is You Are Never Too Old to Shine Your Light. And we are thrilled to welcome Andy William, Andy Lyons. We are thrilled to welcome Andy Lyons, the dynamic producer and host of the inspirational show, Don't Be Caged by Your Age. Join us today as we delve into a transformative discussion about shattering the barriers of ageism and embracing your brilliance at any stage of life. So I think you're going to find this is a must watch for anyone who is looking to reignite their spark and live a life full of purpose and joy. So tune in today with us. I think you'll be inspired to shine brighter than ever. So, meanwhile, I'm going to introduce you to Andy Lyons. She's a four times founder, a former global startup mentor, a serial podcaster since 2012, and currently she is the host of a very popular show, Don't Be Caged by Your Age podcast, where Andy helps folks dissolve internalized ageist beliefs so they can thrive at any age. Through conversations with individuals who have defied society's norms, she's shattered age-related expectations and forged new and unexpected pathways that left them feeling enlivened, engaged, and visible. Andy helps all of you to reimagine, repurpose, and rewire your life experiences for a vibrant life during their Renaissance years. She's an amazing person. I'm very grateful to have found her. Welcome, Andy.
Oh my gosh, Joan, what a wonderful introduction. I'm so delighted to be here because just because the clock strikes midnight on a milestone year doesn't mean you have to stop shining brightly and brilliantly in the world. Your glow is needed. Right until your last breath, your glow is an important part of who you be and what the world needs.
That is a great intro to you. I love that. Don't let your age. Actually, don't let anything stop you from living your best life now, particularly age, because there's such a stigma. People think that they turn 60, 65, and that's it. My sister says, Joan, I'm very busy getting ready to retire. You know, I'm slowing down. I'm like, and to me, it's one of the most boring lives I can imagine.
I can't even. Yeah, I can't even. And 7 out of 10 pre-retirees have no plans on stopping. They want to continue working. And it's not just for the money, it's because they want to stay connected. They want to keep sharing their brilliance. They may reevaluate how they bring their glow to the world, right? But they still want to be engaged and visible and on purpose because humans need a reason to get out of the bed or off the couch. And that sense of purpose is what ignites your spark, right? And brings that glow out into the world.
You're speaking my language because that's what I believe. You know, so I was a chiropractor in my younger days, and I would always talk about teaching you how to leap over tall buildings in a single bound, you know, and to have unlimited energy, to be able to be limitless. And I used to always end my treatments with I'd say, we've just turned up your light. We've just turned up your power. And I found it so fascinating that I'm now still teaching that.
It's what you're doing. It's how we are enjoying you in the world, Joan. And for many people, after the age of 60, a lot of their limitations are coming from internalized ageist beliefs that they probably don't even know they picked up because we get indoctrinated. And certainly in the generation that was born in the boomer or even Gen X, what they saw growing up with their grandparents or great-grandparents was more of a in the pasture, retired, maybe cocktail parties, playing golf, but and taking care of grandkids or baking. There was just all this stereotype of what you were supposed to be doing. And a lot of times it was like, oh, no, no, you're too old for that. And even, in, you know, we get enough of that from society and certainly from right. the institutional, the corporation saying, yeah, you know, you're no longer ambitious, so we're not going to invest in you here at the company. We're just going to focus on those younger folks. You know, ambition is ageless, and all that we're doing is ageless. And so a lot of times, so those little voices, those stories we tell ourselves are stuck in there. And we'll be, as much as we want to say, oh yeah, I can still do that, there's going to be that voice that needs to get dissolved, or at least a hug and say, thank you for sharing. Now get out of the way.
That's an important thing. Thank you for sharing, but get out of the way. So I know that when I told my family, oh, in particular, my kids, that I was putting everything in storage and going on the road, worldwide travel, okay, I thought they would die, okay? I literally thought that they would die because they look around, not one of their friends has a mother like me, and they have their expectations of what an older person does. I'm not an older person, by the way, guys. I am exactly like Andy says. I'm young. I believe that I'm youngering. The more I travel and adventure, the younger I feel.
Well, and it is age is a state of mind, not body. You can meet a 20-year-old and go, whew, are they old, right? And in the sense of what that is. But you know what? I'm feeling the bookends because if you came of age in the 60s and were more of a free spirit, or like me in the 70s, you came of age, there was a lot of this hitchhiking around and moving around and not being attached to what you owned. It was more like, hey, I've got my thumb, off I go. And what was the, like the Zen of Motorcycle, you know, all these different books. I can't remember their names right now. But it was things that were just like, the material possessions aren't needed. They're not necessary.
Isn't that
and there
funny?
You are.
That is really interesting that you're bringing it up, because when I was early 20s, I went right off to California. I didn't worry about the rent. I didn't worry about how am I going to pay anything. I just packed my car and went. And that's what we did back there. We
trusted. Oh my God, I hear a Led Zeppelin song coming on, going to California, just like this.
Right? Right? That should be my theme song. I went to California and I never looked back. But you're right. That's what we did is the hippie movement. That's when I saw Janis Joplin on stage in San Francisco.
Of course you did. I mean, Fillmore West, it was where it was at.
We were
and Haight-Ashbury.
Yeah. So we didn't have the same limitations and we believed in peace and love. Let's put it that way.
And here you are today. You packed your car, so to speak, and you're moving about the planet without the encumbrance of rent and utilities and all that overhead. Very liberating.
Well, yes. Yes. So what do you think? Why do you think you have this attitude and you're one of these, I don't think it's as high as 7 out of 10, but you're one of these people that believes in limitless potential and
that's
in living
right.
your best life. How did you get this way?
Well, I think part of it was in my DNA because I come from a very old New England Yankee family. Nobody thought outside the box. Nobody acted outside of the box. So they all looked at me kind of like, who are you and why are you here? I think I was always that way and was always seeking to do more, to contribute more, and to have fun and look for the magic in everything. And that doesn't mean I haven't had horrible things happen to me over the last 67 years. Trust me, I have. But part of that is sometimes reframing. Sometimes it's honoring the pain and the horrible feelings and giving them their voices. And other times it's just saying, okay, I'm being told no. How do I get to yes? How do I think of a different pathway to feel that fulfilled feeling. It may not be how I thought it was going to look. It may not be the A, B, C, and now D happening. Yeah, it may not be any of what we would call a traditional pathway to finding purpose, but I always knew that it was a feeling I was going through. And we're all patchwork quilts, right? I mean, we evolve over the years, and sometimes what might have been important, like when I was 30, I mean, having a 360 Porsche was really important to me, but today not so much, right? Certain things that might have been really important to me at different times, today I've got other things that are important. Finding community that I resonate with, right? Finding ways to keep conversations going, but also be fully expressed. So yeah, I think it is the transformative work that we can do, which where we look at what's really a belief versus truth within ourselves, where we look at the stories we tell ourselves, how true are they and how committed we are, and having good spiritual therapists, you know, people who are there to help us remember that we are unique human beings, right? Bringing our only us, right? Our own unique vibe to the world. And that is how I've been able to overcome a lot of the no's. And now at this age and stage, what I learned from being a startup founder, and it's a young, mostly young people are in the startup world. That's when you're forming companies and coming out, especially tech companies, they tend to be young. And I would say that my biggest fan club in that group were all under the age of 35 because I had a lightness of being, right? I tend to be more in the playful, enthusiastic, we can do it, personality and energy versus it's all going to go wrong. Why bother? You know, I'm not an Eeyore, I should say. Right.
It's all going to go wrong. Why bother? No, it's all going to go right. And let's get started is probably the best way to do it. Yes.
And I think it's being open to what that looks like. So for my belief system, I'm always partnered with the divine. So I may think I know what I want, but at the end of the day, I'm better off always offering it out. My desires, you know, being fully expressed, whatever that looks like, are there, but I never get locked in how it's supposed to. My brain, you know, I'm not into manifesting. I'm about intention. And so as I look at this age and stage, I go, wow, I actually am feeling strong. You know, my body, again, I really believe that's also DNA on one part, but eating well and exercising and keeping the thoughts under control also help. But this can be, in the people I'm interviewing, Joan, on the Don't Be Caged by Your Age podcast, they're having the time of their lives, and it's like the best year or the best decade of their life. And I'll never forget hearing, and when I saw Louise Hay live when she was 88, and she stood on the stage saying, "This is the best decade of my life." And I thought, my gosh, Louise, you've had so many great decades, right?
Right. You know what? That's so interesting because I've been telling everyone this is the best phase of my life. I feel free to be me. That's a good one. Free to be me.
Yeah.
And you know, if you haven't been free yet, now is the time to unpin yourself, because as I like to say, if you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? You know, right. 95, it might be a little harder. I spoke at the Dowsing Conference a couple of years ago, and there was an old timer there. She was 93 years old. She had driven herself hours, you know, hours and hours to get to the conference. She was the most lively person there. She still teaches art. She still drives and speaks at conferences. She's 93 years old. There is no, and the reason, I think the reason this happens is that when you have a purpose, and you have a sense of I have a mission. I have a mission to, like you have a mission, don't be caged by your age, or I have a mission of knowing what you're here to do. How do you find your soul purpose? How do you implement those dreams and visions? So I have never given up, and that dream got in my head when I was 30, and I am still implementing that in the world. I still wake up and leap out of bed, flying over these tall buildings. And everyone else is like,
I know, but it's purpose does not die within you. right? Yeah, it gets squelched. It gets pushed down. And sometimes you say, well, what is my purpose? Well, this is why you reevaluate. So for example, when I was chatting with Judith Koenig, who was a high performance, I mean, her background in classical music and then doing all the things for the Philadelphia Philharmonic Orchestra, she was revered. But her health at 60 just stopped her in her tracks. And she asked the really important question, who would I be if I didn't have this? Like, who am I without this role in my life, you know, this role? And she had to reevaluate and repurpose, right? And reimagine what the future looked like for her. And she's 72 now, and she's an executive transition coach. So she takes somebody like that high-performing attorney or surgeon or executive who is super driven and helps them reevaluate. And that can be the same thing for the lunch lady, right? You're coming off of decades working at the elementary school and you know children. There may be another purpose, but you and I are also focused on, well, how do we help folks see that? If we can provide examples of how some folks are doing it. I remember a guy I heard from who had been in insurance for decades, and then he retired and he tried gardening. So he's out there gardening. He's like, wow, look at all these bees. I need to get some hives. So he got some hives and he was fascinated by the bees and the hives. And he's like, well, what am I going to do with all this honey? And the next thing he knew, he was starting a honey business. Things evolve as you pull on threads and are willing right. to go, I love this, but it's more of a hobby. I love this and I want to bring it to the world. There are no mistakes. You're just uncovering and discovering different parts of yourself that we're waiting to bubble up if you allow that, right?
Now, and that's another key word, if you allow that. I'm reminded of Colonel Sanders. He was like, well,
65.
Yes, 65, he was 65 when he started Kentucky Fried Chicken. So you got it, guys. You're never too old. There's no excuse. And this is a great question you asked. If you didn't have health challenges holding you back, what would you be doing? Because sometimes those health challenges are there to keep you from doing what you want to do, subtly keep you from doing it. So you don't even know that it's a trap.
Right. And when I was interviewing another 72-year-old, Sandra Allison, who had ended up launching a resume services business when she couldn't get a job due to ageism, she lost her vision in one eye. She can barely walk. She just hired another person. I mean, she's able to do what she's doing and feels so on purpose. But, you know, who else was a great role model? Iris Apfel. As she said, it took like 80 years for her to be her overnight success. Nobody knew who she really was until she was 80. Right?
Right. No, I really do understand that. I have been working and forging ahead for years and years and years. I have no intention of stopping, because I think this is the best time. I feel like the other thing is that I feel like we're smarter. As you stay open and go with the flow and become flexible, you actually become smarter. You have more creativity because of the experience. And what I've been finding with the young people, very interesting, is that they really want our wisdom.
They do, 100%.
Right? They want to know, like, what's your secret? And I have two young kids who are in their early 30s. And I have been working with that, with their age group since they were little.
That's right.
And I find it really exciting, because now they're looking for some kind of guidance now in this world.
Oh, and they don't sit there and put us down and say, go in the pasture. No, I mean, that's how Bernie Sanders was such a big hit for the younger crowd. There was just something about Grandpa Bernie type of thing. You know, they have a delight in someone who is on purpose, right? So, you know, as long as you are bringing energy of figuring things out and finding solutions and being open and excited about the possibilities versus, I'm
another day.
Another day.
I'm going to walk the dog today.
Exactly. And I would be bored with that too. We all have different energy levels, right? And we all have different passions that we bring. You know, you don't want to get caught up in comparing and despairing, but right. you do want to find out. And of course, there's the work element, right? In order for you to evaluate and discover and uncover, you have to be willing to ask the tough questions. So I have a great book for everybody called Don't Retire, Rewire. And it's written by Jerry Sedler. It's on its third edition because she first came out with this in 2001. And she's interviewed people from Dubai to Des Moines. All right. I think she's 73. And in this book, though, what I love about it, Joan, is that it takes you through these exercises to help prompt you to think about what drives you, because we're all driven in different ways. And once you know what drives you, then you can find out what's going to fuel your passion and your pocketbook, right?
Interesting. Okay, so what drives you, Andy?
For me, it's connection. It's conversation. It's community. I don't need belonging, but I do need some form of connection, community, conversation, and definitely celebration. And so what drives me is I love to learn new things. And there's another element about aging is to be ready to learn new things. So look at the two of us are on a live stream show. We're live stream hosts. We're not live on this. We're recorded, but we're still using technology that's out there today. In fact, I always say I had to wait for technology to catch up to what I wanted to do in the 80s, right? And so don't be afraid. Don't tell yourself. It's kind of like when women say, oh, I'm terrible with numbers. And I say, I don't think so, because I know when you go in the store and you see something's 20% off, you know exactly that number. And so you have a head for numbers. You have a head for technology. Honestly, if you can turn on the oven, if you can watch a YouTube video, a how-to YouTube video, you can do technology. So it's learning, right? Learning the new things. And so I get excited about all that. Maybe that's just the entrepreneur, or the explorer in me.
I'm getting excited just being with you. It is actually really exciting to me. I was so excited when I saw you don't be caged by your age. I go, I got to talk to this one, because I talk about the art of youngering. Yeah. You know, how do you stay younger in your mind, in your heart? And, you know, I think I'm going to be living way past 100. Oh. I've already had psychics telling me I'm 108, 120.
I don't doubt that, John.
Right. And when you do that, then you have to really focus on, okay, I'm going to have to keep my body young enough to go with me, which is a perfect, you know, lead in to what do you eat and how do you physically take care of yourself?
Yeah, I've been holistic, you know, since the early 70s. So, I mean, look, I eat everything. Kind of a seafood diet. If I see food, I might eat it, but I've always been careful. I'm not putting poison into my system. I'm not putting things that have been heavily processed. I make a lot of our own dishes here. I've taught my kids from taking them grocery shopping over the years, just don't eat that. That's poison. That red dye is going to, yeah. It's, we shop on the outside of the grocery store where everything's fresh. Also, for decades, chiropractic, my kids got adjusted the minute they were born, you know, keeping the energy flowing through their systems. Also, acupuncture has been a huge benefit in my life. I'm not going to pretend I understand how it works. It's very subtle, but it works. And then moving the body, just even if you have one of those, you know, treadmills that are for underneath the desk while you're working. Oh my God, it's one of my favorite things that you can have in the house, because sometimes it's too hot or yucky outside and you can't get down to a gym. These things are like $150. You can just step on it. You can have a chair to give you stability, but moving has always been key. And then I stopped doing certain activities to preserve my body. So because I'm an aggressive tennis player, I'm an aggressive skier. So I said, you know, I think I'm going to just stop doing that to my knees now. And it's okay. I skied since I was 4 years old. I've got decades of it. I was captain of my ski team. I'm good. And same with tennis. I mean, yes, I loved it, but do I want to be dealing with tennis elbows, the wrists, all of that? I'd rather work with my weights, work with my breath, do the stretches, keep everything lubricated, and do some walking and just say, you know, I had my day. Just like our bodies looked certainly a certain way 30, 40 years ago. We had our day then.
Right. We had our day. Yeah. Speaking of tennis, I used to play tennis with Wayne Dyer years ago. Oh. So when you mentioned Louise Hayes, I thought of Wayne. Yeah. We used to play tennis.
Oh,
and, you know,
I love
kind of funny
Wayne.
Because one of the things that you can't, as you age, it's like this thing of self-judgment and self-criticism.
Right.
And that's what Wayne taught me. Because I would judge every swing. It's like, oh, you know, And he really laid into me.
I bet he did. He doesn't change.
And this was before his first book was released, but it
what
is.
What was that first book? I'm Okay, You're Fat, or something like that. What was that
I'm
first
okay,
book?
You're Okay. It was a transactional analysis. Right. And it was a summer where he was putting him in his car and driving off to wherever. But the key I learned was that really starting to love yourself.
Yes.
And you're never too old to start loving yourself. And you're beautiful even if you have a wrinkle. You're beautiful even if you have an infirmity. You're beautiful as long as you keep your mind active and you reflect back on a higher plane. Don't bring everyone down around you, but start to look forward. Right. The other thing I have found for myself is that there's certain things I don't tell people anymore. Like I don't go to my kids and say, you know, I'm thinking of Egypt next year. I only tell them after the fact. Like I'll be taking, you know, two groups of people to Egypt next year. And this is when I'm gone. Like I tell them after the fact, because if I turn to certain people and I try to I can't brainstorm because it's out of their reality. You are living a life that's out of their reality.
Yeah. And the thing is that no matter what age you're at, you have to surround yourself with people who will help you care for your dreams. So you can't have people going, oh, yeah, sure, you're going to do that. No, you need to have the believers. That's how you win in life. It's not the teachers. It's not the coaches. It's the people who believe that you are going to do what you're going to do, whatever that is. They're not holding you to it, but they believe in you. And that's so key. John, may I read my favorite Wayne Dyer quote that I keep right beside me here?
Absolutely. Yes. Wayne, thank you.
You are always a valuable, worthwhile human being, not because anyone says so, not because you're successful, not because you make a lot of money, but because you decide to believe it for no other reason.
I love it. You decide to believe it for no other reason. You decide to go to Egypt. You decide to open a new business. You decide to travel around the world.
You are
Why
worthy.
Not?
You're over 60-year-olds. You are worthy. A lot of times many folks are worried about the assisted care. They're worried about so many things. It really is a worthiness, too, that you need to remember. You're not a horse. You don't belong in a pasture. You're not really old. That's for antiques and buildings in Egypt and Europe. You know, you are alive until it's over.
Right. And if you don't accomplish your visions and dreams now, when do you think you're going to do it? Unless you're planning to come back.
Right.
Now, when are you planning to do it? This is the time. So, you know, live your best life now is really my theme.
Yeah.
So, Andy, this has been a great, I knew it would be an upbeat conversation. Wow. What are you doing now? And how can people find you? And what do you want them to do when they find you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm Andy Lyons, A-N-D-L-Y-O-N-S. You can Google me. I'm on all the platforms. Please stop by and say hi. Please take a moment to check out Don't Be Caged by Your Age. You can go to don'tbecagedbyyourage.com, or you can hop on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you tune into podcasts, or on my video channel, Andy Lyons. You'll see them there. I also share a lot of inspirational content to help you, again, dissolve and shatter those internalized ageist beliefs that we've taken on as we see other people, like our park ranger, who is 102 and was on The Moth when she was in her 90s with no notes. You know, when we see that, we think, okay, that's a possibility. So I hope you all stop by and say hi and let me know that you saw me or heard me on Joan of Angels.
That is very beautiful. Yes, guys, I hope you stop by. And by the way, the advice Andy's giving is good for you at any age.
Right.
It's really the best philosophy, because to get to be our age, we've had that philosophy the whole time. And you're never too old to start having a healthy young outlook in life. I guess I want to leave everyone with that. So Andy, I'm just so excited. If you want to stay in the back room for a second, that'd be great. Just want to say goodbye to everyone. So grateful to have her on the show. She was just wonderful, don't you think so? I want to hear all your comments. Let us know. Reach out to Andy. Be sure to reach out to me as well if you're looking to shift your life, if you're looking to transform it, if you're looking to break free. As we said, you are never too old to break free. Then reach out to me at joanofangels.com for your transformational work. And so you can learn to shine your light and live your best life now. So that's it for today, everyone. If you like the show, please subscribe, like, and share with your friends. And we will see you all next time.